All right, time for another moment from the Phil Henry Show family album. This is a Thanksgiving moment. Roland Schwinn, a writer for Good Life magazine, he decided that all of those who suffered at 9/11, the airline workers, travel agents, etc., they could come by and watch him eat a Thanksgiving feast through a glass enclosure as they walked by. It would get them off their butts, and they'd be able to see the good life.
Yes. I've never called a radio station in my life.
Oh.
I'm driving, and this man is absolutely creating, I'm getting palpitations. Incredible. I the only thing that he is compelling me inspiring in me is for somebody to either give him the Hemlick and get that food out of his mouth, or pay for
I'm trying to inspire
with a mouth full of food.
I'm trying to inspire people.
You are not inspiring anything. The only thing that you're inspiring is a mouth full of food that you are incapable of swallowing.
What is your main complaint? I don't understand. So
My main complaint is that you are totally out of touch with reality. Okay? And if you will just be quiet long enough to swallow your food and listen to me, I will greatly appreciate it.
I'll try. Sorry, Phil, the
wild pecan rice came out of the oven. It is wonderful, Alicia.
Listen, sweetheart, I have a very successful business. I'm in aviation. And you know what, honey? It is a job.
What part of aviation do you work in? What part of aviation are you in?
I'm in aircraft maintenance. Okay? I'm at a repair station in Miami, and I also have plane maintenance.
What are you doing?
The sour cream just came out of the oven, and this is the caviar pie. Alicia, I'm going to do a taste test.
No, sweetheart, you know what you need to do? Is to get off the radio and let people that are more in tune with the reality. Okay?
What is up with this guy and his food?
Yeah.
Incredible. It is disgusting. What this man is doing. I pray to God that he never...
Sally's pulling out the scalloped potatoes.
What? Wow. Yes, Roland Schwinn. Ooh, man. Roland from last year's Good Life magazine. And he was, as I recall, he was having dinner behind, you know, a glass enclosure where people could walk by and see him having dinner and see what it's like to enjoy your food. Shut up.